This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The office of Ukraine's president has confirmed a delegation will meet with Russian officials as Moscow's troops draw closer to Kiev. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's office said Sunday on the Telegram messaging app the two sides would meet at an unspecified location on the Belarusian border and did not give a precise time for the meeting. It comes shortly after President Vladimir Putin ordered Russian nuclear forces put on high alert in response to what he called aggressive statements by leading NATO powers. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on Sunday, President Vladimir Putin's order to put Russian nuclear forces on high alert is part of a pattern of Moscow manufacturing threats to justify aggression.
We've seen him do this time and time again. At no point has Russia been under threat from NATO, has Russia been under threat from Ukraine. This is all a pattern from President Putin, and we're going to stand up for it. We have the ability to defend ourselves, but we also need to call out what we're seeing here from President Putin.
Psaki on ABC this week adding the United States is open to providing additional assistance to Ukraine. Washington also has not taken sanctions targeting Russia's energy sector off the table, Psaki added. Quote, we have not taken those off, but we also want to do that and make sure we're minimizing the impact on the global marketplace and do it in a united way. It comes after the United States announced sending additional military assistance to Ukraine, including anti-tank and air defense capabilities. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky implored the world to help his people resist a full-scale Russian invasion, saying it's imperative to hold on to the capital city, Kiev. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
In the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, authorities imposed a day and night curfew until Monday morning after Russian forces entered the city. Earlier Saturday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky sought to reassure his people that he is still in Kyiv and asked them to hang on and resist Russian occupation.
I am here. We are not putting down arms. We will be defending our country because our weapon is truth. And our truth is that this is our land, our country, our children, and we will defend all of this.
Meanwhile, hundreds of anti-war protesters braved arrest Saturday in Yekaterinburg and other Russian cities, chanting no to war. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced Saturday the U.S. will provide an additional $350 million in military assistance to Ukraine to help it defend its sovereignty. Pentagon officials say that so far, Ukraine is fighting back harder than Russia had anticipated. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.
Hundreds of protesters seeking to march to Nepal's parliament on Sunday were repelled by police using tear gas and a water cannon as lawmakers debated a $500 million aid grant that critics say undermines sovereignty. The protest was organized by major political parties, which are divided over whether to accept the U.S. grant, which has to be ratified by parliament. A U.S. government aid agency agreed in 2017 to provide the grant to fund electricity transmission lines and road improvement projects, but opponents, many wary of U.S. influence in the region, say the aid would undermine Nepal's laws and sovereignty as it would not have sufficient oversight over the projects. The Philippines will lift most COVID-19 restrictions in the capital, Manila, next month. President Rodrigo Duterte's spokesman said Sunday after a sharp drop in infections and a rising number of people vaccinated. It comes weeks after the country reopened its borders to foreign tourists for the first time in 2 years and as campaigning for the May 9th national elections cranks up. Businesses, government agencies, and public transport will be allowed to operate at full capacity on March 1st, according to Duterte's spokesman. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.